Hey, what's up people? This is Chetan. Welcome to Final Fantasy Radio. And I want to officially welcome you to my world. This is episode 1 of Final Fantasy Radio. Now, before we start this journey where I unveil all the long-kept secrets of marketing, it's essential that you should know about how I got started on all this sales funnel thing. So, about 3 years ago, I started my first online business while I was in college. I was selling websites to businesses. And this little hobby became an obsession. I started selling all sorts of things online and have become a student of marketing. I think that was summer of 2015. My little website was doing okay. I was making close to $2,000 a month, which at that time, being a college student, was enough for me. But obviously, that's not something I can do full time. $2,000 a month is not enough to live a comfortable life, right? So, just like any other guy from a middle class family, my definition of perfect life was get a good education, then get a high paying job, get married, have kids. It. So that's what I was planning to do. So one day when I came back home from college, I felt weird. I sensed a different atmosphere. I never felt like that before. I felt like something was wrong. So when I entered the kitchen, I saw my mom with a gloomy look on her face. I asked her, "So what happened, mom? Why are you crying?" Like literally right there, she started bawling. Like she was, I don't know how to react. So she started telling me how her job is taking a toll on her, both on emotional and physical level. How the politics that happens at the workplace is making it harder for her to do her job peacefully. I just can't forget the moment. I've never felt so helpless before. I don't know, for some reason, I thought I failed as a son that day. I thought if that's what working at a job looks like, I don't want a job. That's it. That was the day when I decided that no matter what it takes, I gotta make a lot of money so that I can support my mom and give her a comfortable life so that she can resign from the job she hates. So the only way I found to make a lot of money, and that too on my own terms, was to start an online business. So I bought a couple of courses like the dropshipping course, Amazon FBA, and there were a lot of courses, I don't know, to get the education required to start the business. Now whatever the so-called gurus taught in those courses, I implemented that. I remember I had a Shopify store where I was selling stuff related to dog niche. I was selling t-shirts and mugs with funny dog memes and faces on those merchandise. One day, I was just browsing through my Facebook feed and there I found someone who was selling the products which were very similar to what I sold on my store. So I started digging more and started observing his ads and what are the other things which he was selling. One thing that completely blew my mind was that on an average, his each ad was getting around 100 to 200k likes and comments. People were engaging with his ads, people were sharing his ads. Now, if on average, his ad gets 100k likes, and even if just 1% of those viewers convert, at $65 a piece, he's making at least 60 grand a month. Holy shit. Now, even though I was selling the same kind of products, I was barely making $100 to $200 a day. Obviously, this guy knows something which I don't. I gotta learn what he knows. So somehow I figured out a way to contact him. I asked him, "Dude, I'm selling the same thing as you, but still I'm not earning anywhere close to what you earn. What exactly is that I'm doing wrong?" And trust me on this, his answer completely knocked me over. He said, "Dude, it's not the product which matters, it's the way how you present it. It's not the product which matters, it's the way how you present it." I was like, "Dude, are you serious? What about all those courses which tell you all the tricks to find a hot product? All the courses I've attended till now mostly focus on how to find a good product. And now you're telling me that the product doesn't matter. Was it all a lie?" He said, "Absolutely." He said he can sell any product as long as he knows the market well. So I was like, "But dude, how do you learn about the market? And how do you structure your product in a way that even if someone is selling the same product as yours, you're still kicking their ass?" That's when he introduced me to the world of direct response marketing and sales funnels. When I got into the world of direct response marketing, I started studying legends like Gary Halbert, Dan Kennedy, Russell Brunson, etc. When I started applying those principles, what they taught in their books, it completely changed my mind. It completely changed my life. In just 4 months, I scaled my online store to 6 figures completely from scratch. Now, I'm completely obsessed with sales funnels and direct response marketing. I believe the only way to grow your business is through sales funnels. That's why I created this podcast. Actually, I created this podcast for 2 reasons. Number one, to document my journey of creating an 8-figure empire without any VC funding or any external help, all but just by using funnels. And number two, to share whatever I learn about marketing and business development every day. I'm gonna share all my successes and my failures so that